This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 150. Have a mentor. Welcome, guys, to the Super Data Science Podcast, episode number 150. How crazy is that? It feels like we were just talking about episode 50 not so long ago, but it's already 150. So the podcast has been going on for how long now? Since September 2016. So what does that give us? October, November, December, January, February, March. 1.5 years. 1.5 years, and we're up to 150 episodes. Congrats, everybody. And what I usually do is, if you've noticed, is that every round number, like 50 and 100, or now 150, I try to reflect back and see who I can and should thank for how we've gotten here and where we've gotten. And this time I'd like to thank my mentors who helped me get here and who actually helped make all of this happen. And none of this would have been possible without all the guidance that I've received from important people in my life who have been helping me out with advice, and some directly, some indirectly. So I consider mentors both people who I actually interact with directly and people who are like, might not even know about my existence, but at the same time I leverage a lot of their knowledge and skills, and I follow their podcasts or I follow their teachings, their online workshops and other things. And so, of course, in my life I've had quite a lot of mentors. I think I started really focusing on mentors consciously after leaving Deloitte. No, it was actually still at Deloitte where I got my first mentor. It was Richard Hopkins, who we've met on the podcast. Now he's moved to Sydney. We don't catch up that often, unfortunately. We catch up like once a year if we're lucky. But before it was like frequently, like once a month or so. And so he was one of my first mentors who was a consistent mentor for several years. Currently, I have a mentor, Vitaly Dolgov, and Vitaly was on the podcast last week. So not the previous episode, but last week he was on the podcast. So that was episode 147. And also you met him at the very start. I think it was like episode 12 and a half, the special episode that we had. And so Vitaly is currently like my most consistent mentor. We catch up several times a year and I ask him for advice, for business advice, for personal advice, for life advice, all different types of advice. And of course, I've had mentors here and there. So people who have for a few months been guiding me through certain things, people that I've met that have influenced me. And finally, there are people like Tony Robbins, who I follow and who I get inspiration from. And I'm sure he's never even heard my name, but at the same time, I've learned a lot from him. So that's also another mentor. Tim Ferriss, another mentor. Like, I don't follow Tim Ferriss that much anymore, but in a certain part of my journey, he had a crucial influence. So today I wanted to thank all of them. Thank you very much to you guys, to my mentors, for helping me come here, for helping me build this podcast and everything else that is Super Data Science. It's been a heck of a journey and definitely couldn't have done it without you. And the other thing that I wanted to do today was to encourage you, the listener, to make sure you have a mentor. And hence the title of this podcast, Have a Mentor. So why... I think it's pretty clear why mentors are important, but why am I encouraging you guys to do it is because we don't normally think about it, right? Like, I kind of thought about it because we were already catching up with Richard and I was already getting a lot of value. So from a selfish point of view, I wanted to kind of lock it in and make sure that we do continue catching up. So I said, hey, Richard, do you want to be my mentor? And then it was up to me to make sure we catch up and go to lunch once a month and spend an hour, me asking him questions and and him giving me answers, and maybe him asking me questions as well. This is actually a philosophy from Richard that a mentor-mentee relationship cannot actually exist unless it's both ways. So it cannot always be take, take, take. You have to also give to the other person. And therefore, when you're looking for a mentor, you have to keep in mind, hey, okay, so what can I actually give to the other person? And you will be surprised. Sometimes you think you have nothing to give, but you actually do. There's life experiences, there's philosophies that you have, there's values that you have that you can share with the other person and help them also learn. So even if you like give 20% of the time and take 80% of the time, that's okay, because it is implied that the person that is your mentor, who is your mentor, is more experienced and they have more to give. But still, it can be 100% to 0%. Yeah, so that's one thing. The other thing is, like, how do you find mentors? That's the hard part, right? Like, where do you go and find them? So for me, I worked with Richard, and like I've worked with many people through the course of my career, but with Richard, we kind of like hit it off. We were working in a remote location. We were traveling for 7 months in and out to an office. So we kind of bonded along the way. We went to the gym together, you know, went to work together, drove cars together. So we bonded along the way. So it was essential. It was obvious that he's got a lot more experience than me and I can learn a lot from him. So it was just a natural step. Sometimes it's not always a natural step, but you will still feel it. You will feel that this person has something that you can learn. And for me, this is where I like the story of how Vitaly and I met. So Vitaly's roommate, Dmitry, all of the participants of the story. So Vitaly's ex-roommate was Dmitry Korneev, who was also on the podcast, who is a forensics specialist. He was at the very start, I think it was like episode 8 or 7 or something like that on this podcast. And so Dmitry asked me and Artem, and Artem Vladimirov was also on the podcast. Artem was on the podcast twice now. Most recently, which episode was it? 141. So Artem is a consultant at BCG right now. So back then, we all of us except Vitaly used to work at Deloitte, and so Dmitry asked Vitaly and asked Artem and me to help move their furniture, to help Vitaly and Dmitry move their furniture. And yeah, we agreed. We went to move the furniture, and by the end of it, when we were already almost done, like Vitaly rocked up. I think he was like busy with something, and halfway through he got there. And like instantly I saw what kind of person he is, and like I could feel that there's something I can learn from him. And so then he treated us all to breakfast, which is very nice. And then we were like all parted ways. But I kept in my head that, hey, look, this guy is really switched on. You can see how his brain is churning away, how his brain works. It's very close to me. I can really relate to that. I want to learn from him. I want to somehow get to know what he knows, get that you can't even explain it. It's just like intuition, you know. Sometimes you have a thought which happens not in your prefrontal cortex, like in somewhere deep inside your brain, and because it's not linked to your prefrontal cortex directly, you cannot explain it with words. And that's what intuition is, when something is deep inside your brain and you cannot just voice it. You try to muster some types of words to explain what it is, but it's actually hard to explain. So when you get this feeling that this person is happened in your life, not at random, there's a reason they're in your life, you should not let that feeling go. You should do something about it. And so I kept that in mind, and little do we know what happened later, unexpectedly, I guess the word here is unexpectedly later on, or expectedly if you believe in fate. What happened later was Vitaly actually sent out an email to people interested in motorbikes in his contact list saying, hey, look, I'm selling some motorcycle gear. Do you want to come over and, buy it if you want? And he was just selling at nominal price, just because he wanted to get rid of it. And even though I didn't need the motorcycle gear, I said, yes, I'll buy it. And I came over just because I wanted to chat to him. And I came over, with the money for the motorcycle gear. But also I had like a whole list of questions, like I don't know, maybe like 2 pages of questions that business questions and career questions that I wanted to ask him. And he was very surprised to see that, but like he helped me through them. And that's how we hit it off. That's how he saw that I'm serious about this, that I really want to learn from him. And he was open to catching up more and more often, like not that often, like maybe 2 or 3 times a year, but even that was enough. So whenever I had questions about my career along the way, I would write them down in a separate notepad. And when I needed, like when like the answers or the questions filled up like a whole page or several, and I felt the time was right, I would call Vitaly, I would send him a message and I'd say, hey, let's catch up. And we'd go for a coffee or we'd go for breakfast. Or like now we catch up mostly for breakfast several times a year, or even maybe more often, like maybe once or twice a quarter we catch up now. And and in fact we do even more stuff. Like we went scuba diving recently on XHMS Brisbane. It's a warship that was in the Vietnam War. It's now sunk. It's been sunk near Brisbane, and you can dive on it. Really cool dive. Go inside. So yeah, we do diving together and other things. Like we've become friends even more than mentors. Well, I mean, like even though more than he's just my mentor, we're not friends. But at the start, we'd catch up for breakfast, for coffee, and so on. And it really is up to the mentee to guide, to drive that relationship, to make sure that you do find. You do encourage a mentor to catch up with you. You bring the list of questions, and you also make sure it's your job to make sure it's not one way. So like you ask lots of questions, but also you try to give value. And if you see that there's something, you know, for instance, like data science, in my case, I know a bit. Yeah, I guess I know a little bit about data, and Vitaly is not a data scientist. He's a consultant. And then, so I can help him out with maybe some data questions or maybe some areas of business that are different to what he's currently in, and that and I have a little bit of experience in. Like for instance, he's starting his podcast now, and I can give him some tips there because I've explored that, and he's giving me tips on other things. And yeah, and so it's in your hands. And so yeah, so those are kind of the steps. Like first, identify or kind of acknowledge that everybody can benefit from a mentor. Like without my mentors, my whole career journey would have been different, absolutely different. And a great example is like, I think it was start of last year, 2017. I had a catch up with Vitaly, and I told him about, you know, how the machine learning course, how we launched it in September 2016, and it was going great. And then all the other courses I'm interested in working on, and he said, hey, look, like if people are interested in machine learning, then maybe you should focus more on AI and deep learning and those things, and help people learn that because that's what they really need. And I thought, hey, hold on. And that was like in line with the Pareto law, that, you know, the 80-20 rule. And I thought, oh, whoa, that's a really cool idea, really cool perspective that I didn't think of. And that led to the deep learning course, the AI course, the computer vision course, the chatbot course, like all those courses that Adlan and I have created. Like, of course, those all came out of our brainstorming with Adlan and all the ideas that we're having together. But the initial, for me personally, the initial trajectory was set in that conversation, that I completely changed my focus. Instead of focusing on other topics that I had in mind, I completely shifted into this space to cover off that. For me, it became obvious. Like I think for Adlan, it was obvious all along, but for me, it became obvious that, oh, we need to come and cover off these courses. So yeah, so step one is acknowledge that everybody can benefit from a mentor. Step two, look out for these mentor connections. Maybe you already have somebody in your life, in your workplace, or in your, maybe through hobbies or through friends, you know somebody who you aspire to be, you know somebody who you want to learn from, and you always get value from when you do accidentally interact with them or happen to be in the same room with them. Maybe you've met that person already, and if you have, maybe that can be your next mentor. Step two, identify those people and or wait for them. If you don't have them, you know, look out for them. And as it happens in life, if you like sometimes you get things that you don't expect, but at least if you're aware that, so if you like actively look for a mentor, you know, can you be my mentor? You like just like looking for a mentor, like asking everybody, maybe that's probably not the best approach. But if you're aware of it and you're, you know, you're not pushing for it, but you're just aware for it and you're aware of it and you're waiting for it, it will happen. So that's step two, find the person or wait for the person to come into your life. Step three, approach the person. And step four, make sure you have consistent catch-ups and write down your list of questions in advance. And consistent means, depends, it could be once a month or once a week. It could be two times a year. Sometimes even that is sufficient. It depends on how available the other person is and how many questions you have and how relevant this connection is to the, like, how relevant their expertise is to what you're trying to solve. Yeah, and finally, it's up to you to drive that relationship. Don't expect your mentor to call you up and say, hey, let's catch up. No, you should be saying, hey, I'd love to catch up. When do you have time? And let's do that and that and that. And finally, step five or six, I guess, is also be thankful and grateful to your mentor for helping you. Also be conscious about when there is no more value you can get from your mentor. And when you have like either outgrown your mentor, or most likely what will happen is like your paths have just like diverted in different ways. Like there's so much your mentor can give you that is relevant to you, but then the rest of the stuff that they're into is probably not exactly what you're into, unless you're following exactly in their career footsteps. Most likely your path is going to be different. There will be some overlap, and so you need to make sure you fill that overlap up, like you get value while you can there. But once you've learned enough or everything that they could give you in that overlap, don't try to get from them something they don't know. Like there's no point in, if I would hypothetically have a mentor about who would teach me about data science, let's say data science, but they don't know about machine learning, right? And I want to build a career in machine learning. So I learn everything about data science that they can teach me, but then I'm starting to be more focused on machine learning. I wouldn't go to the same mentor and ask for machine learning because they, you know, why would you make them uncomfortable? Or if you know that they don't know machine learning, then there's no point in doing that. So also be aware of what your mentor's expertise is in. And if at some point you start to diverge out of there, then maybe it's time to end the mentor-mentee relationship and, you know, stay friends or stay in touch. And that's fine as well. So just be aware of what you can get from your mentor and try to get that. And if you don't need that anymore, then move on and get a new mentor. And it's okay to have several mentors at the same time as well. So those are the tips for getting mentors. So was it like five or six? Acknowledge that it's important, look out for those people, approach the mentor, guide, or be responsible for the relationship and, you know, write your list of questions and so on, but also be aware, and step five, but also be aware that this relationship is likely to end or is likely to deplete itself in the sense of the knowledge that you can get, and then it will maybe transition into a friendship, or it will just end and you will need to find a new mentor. So there we go. Hope everybody can find a mentor. And also, finally, if you don't have a mentor, or if you can't find one right now, or even if you do have a mentor or you can find one, don't forget about the other ways you can receive mentorship, not directly. So the indirect methods. Like, for instance, I like Tony Robbins' courses, Tony Robbins events. I've been to one, I'm probably going to go to more, because there I'm learning from him, not one-on-one, it's like 1 to 5,000 or 1 to 1,000, but I'm learning. Like he's talking to 1,000 people, but I'm getting still what I want to get, and it's very valuable information for me. Also, I like Simon Sinek's videos on YouTube. So he's got some amazing videos about, you know, the important current problems of society and how social media is affecting us, how why people buy certain things, people don't buy other things, and so on. And you know, like I've watched 3 or 4 or 5 of his videos on YouTube, and those are really good. I like Jay Shetty's videos. I follow him on Instagram, even though I don't use Instagram that often, but whenever I'm there, something pops up, and it's usually a quote of wisdom. And Jay Shetty is like a monk for 3 years in India, came back to the UK, so he's got some wisdom as well to share. Lots of it, in fact. What else? Like Vitaly said, sometimes like there's mentors who you'd love to for them to be your mentor, but they're too busy. They cannot be everybody's mentor, right? And like Vitaly said, he's going to start a podcast, right? So that could be useful. Or he's going to start like a newsletter. That could be useful. You're probably listening to this podcast, and that's in a way that's you getting some information from me. I try to share like once a week certain things that I learn, and I'm really grateful that you're listening to this, and I'd love to be everybody's like help everybody one-on-one, but unfortunately I can't do that. So the best way I can do it is like this. Like there's lots of sources of information other than one-on-one mentorship that you can attend to, and look out for those as well. So fill your life with those things in addition to the one-on-one real live mentors that you can have, and actually treat those people that you listen to as your mentors. If you think of them that way, it's not going to be just like, oh, I learned this, but you're like, Jay Shetty said this, or Tony Robbins has this opinion. That's very interesting. I learned that today from Tony Robbins or from this and this person. Kind of like, even though they don't know about you, you can still treat them as your mentors. So there we go. That was our excursus into the world of mentors. And wow, that's 20 minutes. Okay, hopefully that was useful. Hopefully that encourages you to look out for a mentor, and if you have people in your life already, then approach them about being your mentor. Now, it doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter what stage of your life you're in, everybody can benefit from a mentor. All right, on that note, thank you so much for being here today. I look forward to seeing you back here next time. And until then, happy analyzing.